This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial us up here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right into your phone calls here because you can join us about anything you want. Doesn't matter what we bring to the table to discuss. Although I have to say we've got some pretty interesting stuff here tonight, including Officer Peach. Daryl will be telling us about Officer Peach and why it was that the police prosecution unit in the UK was refusing to take Officer Peach's statement.
No, they wanted Officer Peach's statement.
When they finally got it, they didn't
like
it.
They were mad.
They didn't like what they got.
That's true.
So we'll talk about that. And also, Mark, you've got a story about a mother who called the police on her son for looking at pornography. And also Scottish independence. There's big news in the polling results.
The kid was not looking at Scottish independence.
The election hasn't happened. Yeah, I wouldn't call that pornography, but
Felt very independent. I'll give you that.
The election hasn't happened yet in Scotland, so we'll see what's going to transpire. The polling results are very interesting. But first, we go to Hung Like Jesus calling us on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live, there, Hung. Good evening.
Hey, guys. I want to hopefully set the tone for this program. Hopefully, you know, this cop in I think it's in California somewhere that ran over the once head of Napster, who just absolutely skated just now. He just skated. He murdered this man. He was texting and ran this man over and killed him. And he just skates. Just completely skates. Now, what I want to say,
I don't know if that's murder technically.
It's
manslaughter.
Call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
I want to see if the people that support these murderous cops that they've been doing all along, that's been killing these unarmed people, I want to see if they're going to get out and support this one the same way.
You know,
this is a white person that he killed, that he ran over, that he murdered. Call it what you want. He murdered this person. He was texting. If I'm texting and I kill somebody, I'm going straight to prison.
This is God's honest truth. I didn't look at the comments on this. I should have gone and hunted down the comments for, you know, the apologist, because they're always out there. You know, the police, they've got a tough job, and you don't know what it's like to do what they do. Day in and day out, they work with the hardest, the worst dreck of human society. But this police officer, just to bring people up to date on it, as I understand the story, I don't have one of them sitting in front of me. And frankly, the stories are always wrong anyway. But the facts of the case appear to be that he was reading a department text and returning a department text.
Oh, that makes it better.
What's that?
Right, he's just doing his job, man.
Yeah.
Was he on the clock when this happened?
He was on the clock.
In his patrol car.
Yeah, in his patrol car, returning a department text, and he ran over the former COO of Napster.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have, a pretty well-to-do individual that has been, you know, now the rich have been run over. The rich and ethnically advantaged have been run over by one of the king's men. And, yep, he got off. Like,
the cop did.
Nothing.
Skated. He didn't just get off. He skated away.
What was the excuse for letting him off?
It was a department email, so he was on the clock. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing.
So when you kill somebody, when you shoot somebody on the clock, that's different.
Well, apparently it's a completely different set of rules for the rest of us versus the police, because in a lot of places it's illegal to text while driving.
Sure.
California is one of those places.
So
but cops have
for them,
laptops
though,
sitting right there that they can use while they're driving and do sometimes.
They're professionals, Mark. They're trained at this.
Yeah, well, no one has two sets of eyes.
Well, you know, I've been really pissed off about it. I mean, they've been doing stuff for the last couple of weeks. It's just been just craziness. These police have been just doing stuff, and none of them has been charged with anything.
Of course not. It's part of the perks of the job. You can murder people and get away with it.
They just ruled this the one that got choked in New York.
Yeah,
that was a homicide. It was a homicide. I heard nothing else about it. It was homicide. They murdered this man in the street on camera. Nothing else about it. They had a second one. It was ruled homicide. Nothing else about it. Now, we got this one here standing in my face right now. This guy runs this man over while texting, and he skates away.
He'll probably get a bonus at the end of the year.
I just pulled up an article here from Business Insider that said that the court apparently ruled that he was not negligent because police officers are expected to respond quickly to messages from colleagues.
Are you absolutely serious?
That's, yeah.
I'm reading the sentence from BusinessInsider.com.
Wow. By definition, a text is not important. If it were an important communication, it would come over his two-way radio. It would come over.
Explain that to his family. You know, he was doing his job, and your husband just happened to be in his way. He veered off to the left, and your husband just happened to be in his way. He was doing his job. Understand that.
Also says that
Barry, I mean, shut up.
He was on the left.
Did he get? Oh, now where was he run down? Was he in the middle of the street?
Was
he
bicycle
on the sidewalk?
Lane.
Bicycle lane.
It was a bicycle lane.
So it's the right.
It says that
wherever he was,
the officer had also been texting his wife from his personal phone minutes prior to the crash, but those texts were not thought to have contributed to his inattention while driving.
Interesting.
Of course. But you know what's going to – what needs to happen? What needs to happen is people need to stop – and we need to realize that it's a lot more of us than it is them.
Oh, yes.
Stop doing what it is that we're supposed to do and just do what it is that we want to do. Let's just act like we're all cops. Let's just do what we want to do.
And let's just I love that idea. We need to get more people who have those ideas to New Hampshire. As long as doing what you want doesn't include hurting others,
well, of course,
then I'm completely fine with it. And I think that that's what we need. We were having this conversation today at lunch with a visitor in town here in Keene about the idea of, well, you know, can we vote ourselves changes? You know, the old vote versus non-vote discussion. I said, it doesn't matter if no one votes. As long as everybody keeps paying taxes and keeps going along to get along and doing what they're told, then we'll keep getting what we've gotten, which is more corruption, more abuse, more destruction, and more waste. And I'm with you, man. Hung, I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for bringing that to the table. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the obedience of people is why things are as bad as they are.
Hard to argue.
If enough people in one place where, whether it's, you know, abusive police or bad roads or whatever it is the objections are that people have, if enough people just said, well, that's about it. We're done paying for this. We'll go ahead and hire our own protection services. We'll take care of ourselves. We'll have a neighborhood watch. We'll take care of ourselves. And if they just decided to stop paying taxes to these people, they couldn't put us all in jail.
You really have to ask yourself, I mean, what would be... How much worse could it be if you had private protection services? Okay, so consider that you wouldn't have the bill for police any longer. That would come off your property taxes. I don't know what you pay annually for police, but...
I don't know either.
I don't. I mean, I don't know. But you wouldn't pay that. And then you would have that money left over, and you would have, you know, you'd be able to get some level of protection from some security company out there. I assure you,
there are dozens of them.
Right. They would do it right now if you wanted to pay them. And they're liable to give you a guarantee like, hey, if my house gets broken into and my stuff gets taken, you'll pay for it. Or your insurance will cut down, you know, the cost of your insurance because you have special levels of protection. The things like this would happen. This is obvious. So, yeah, I mean, you know, private security is a very doable thing. Now, the question is sort of this greater good that police do. And I'm willing to say that, you know, the idea that they'll go down and they'll go out and hunt after murderers and arsonists and rapists and things like that's good. And you have to consider that these private security companies would have some effect on that. They're going to catch themselves some murderers, some rapists, and some burglars. Now, they may catch more if there are enough people that use these private protection services, in which case we clearly have a more effective system. I don't know if it costs more or if it costs less, because I do think that police services are, you know, that the tickets manage to offset some of the costs. So if you can send a cop out, wait a second.
In New Hampshire, they go to the general fund of the state.
They do, but the state has state police who then issue tickets.
Yeah.
So yes, every $250 ticket cost, you know, is a.
But the local cops don't benefit directly from writing tickets.
Not in New Hampshire. But just about every other state they do.
That's true.
I mean, there are many states, many towns that essentially are financed.
Like Waldo, Florida.
Yeah, but lots of them that are essentially financed. There's one out in Colorado that apparently...
financed with tickets.
Yeah, they've issued more obstructive view tickets than Colorado, Boulder, and Aurora combined. Excuse me, Denver, Boulder, and Aurora combined.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-453. But as long as people keep depending on the police, even for things like family matters. We'll come back with more.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. You can go get a lot more of Daryl's writings and also link over to his various different audio productions like Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, and his almost every single day. Yeah, 7 days a week. So very cool. FPP.cc for more of him. And ExpressCoin is where you can go to get Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, and Litecoin. And you can get them all with no transfer fee if you order less than $40 worth and use code FTL. Now, normally when you transfer one form of money into another, there's a fee involved in that. That's
sure.
Pretty standard.
Yep.
But ExpressCoin really wants you to check out the world of cryptocurrency. They want you to jump into this. And so up to $40 worth, use code FTL, ExpressCoin.com, no transfer fee. Now, when you go above 40 bucks, when you're ready to jump in deeper, it's only 3% transfer fee last time I looked, and that was the best price I'd ever seen on transferring money from one currency to Bitcoin. So, great deal.
Yeah, and I think that you never know where Bitcoin's going to go, right? Like,
it's around 500 bucks today.
It's at about 500 bucks today. It's been as high as 1,000. It's been as low as, you know, we added it a buck.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen, but it's possible that we will see a world in the next decade or two that cryptocurrencies are the main reserve currency. It's possible. And my question to you is it worth getting one Bitcoin? Because there's only going to be 21 million Bitcoins.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had 21 millionths of the money that the U.S. dollars that are on the planet right now, you would be one rich mamma jammer. So is it worth just going ahead and getting one Bitcoin?
You know, not everybody can afford a whole Bitcoin, which is why you can buy less than a Bitcoin.
You can buy less than a Bitcoin, 40 bucks worth, but then you can sort of put money in as time goes by, and get a Bitcoin. I'm not saying that you have to get it all in one whop.
Right. I think some people don't understand
and
that.
And I want to apologize to all the Italian Americans that have just heard that.
There's a common misunderstanding, though. When you start talking to people about Bitcoins and you tell them the price, there's a big gasp usually because they don't think they could afford that. They don't realize that Bitcoin is divisible down to 8 decimal points.
Right.
So you kind of have to give them that information.
One Bitcoin could conceivably service the whole planet as far as money goes.
If it were divided down enough, sure. So
No, if there's one Bitcoin, yes.
Go to ExpressCoin.com, and you can go and get as much or as little Bitcoin as you would like. And don't forget to use code FTL if you order less than 40 bucks to get it for free at ExpressCoin.com. You can now do so from Canada as well. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we've been talking about the police. That's kind of what started out the show with our first caller. And, Mark, you've got a cop-related story. This one's a mom who calls the police on her son for pornography. We'll get into that here in a moment. Plus, we'll find out about Officer Peach. Who is it, and why is he in the news? Liberty Phoenix, or maybe it's a she. I don't know. But, Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I've been having a lot of issues with preaching the good word, if you will, to my friends and family. Apparently,
I come off as... The good word about freedom, you mean?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Apparently, I come off as condescending, or at least this is what I've been told. And that, like, it sounds that I put myself on a pedestal, and they interpret me as being... as thinking that I'm better than them. And I was wondering if you guys have any tactics that you can use to avoid transmitting the message that way.
Because who are you getting this feedback from?
My friends and family and coworkers.
Okay, so what's probably happening here? Well, first off, I've got to say that in your defense, people that say that you sound condescending generally don't have anything to say about the argument that you've just put forward, right? Like, they're bad at this debate thing. They have nothing to say. So what they've got to say is, you've said what you've said wrong, right? Like, so that... But what you need to consider is that you're trying to change hearts and minds. You're not trying to be right. So it's important to consider that. I will defend people, however, when it comes to this condescending thing, because I think it's a poor rebuttal.
And it could also be a thing of they could be asking you the questions in a way that sort of invokes a condescending style answer, such as,
well issue, what do you mean? They don't ask about it.
What do you mean roads could be built without government? Huh?
Well, it sounds to me like, I mean, are you saying that we need the government to put concrete on the ground? I mean, that sounds condescending, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because we don't need the government to put concrete in the ground. I mean, you know, like, you've asked me a dumb question. I have pointed out that it was a dumb question. And then we go, you know, we move further. So, yeah, I mean, so that's my defense. And certainly we've been called on condescending a million times here on Free Talk Live.
Is that just something that, you know, naturally comes with being aware that you own yourself and that all these other people are acquiescing to the state? I mean, is that just something that's naturally going to occur, the condescension?
I don't think the condescension has to, and I'm going to give you some techniques. So first off, ask more questions, give fewer statements. If you ask questions, yes, you will often get people riled up. There's no doubt about it. But you can't really be considered condescending if you're asking questions, especially if you can keep your tone light. You know, instead of, really, do you think that it's impossible for the government to, or for, you know, some other organization besides the government to put concrete on the ground? You know, like, that's a condescending tone. I used to think that, too. But then I thought about it, and it's not like the government's the only agency in the world that could possibly put concrete on the ground.
And in most cases, they're not the ones putting the concrete on the ground.
Right.
They're hiring the contractors with your money.
Right. So there's actually people who aren't the government, and there might even be some evidence that the government is bad at putting concrete on the ground, and that we don't really need them to do that. Now, what you might... You know, and then you go a little bit deeper, because usually if people are talking about roads, what they're actually talking about is eminent domain. They don't think that only the government can handle roads. They think that only that you need the government to steal land from people in order to make straight roads. And that, you know, that this would be, this goes into auction theory, right? So if you look into the ways that it's possible to make roads, look, because all you need is two paths from point A to point B, and then you put those people against each other in a bidding situation, and one of those people in that path is going to say yes, and the other ones are going to say, you know, and underbid the others.
And one of the things that I find interesting is if you go back and look at the railroad systems from the mid to late 1800s, the railroads, or, you know, the train tracks that were built by private companies
on private land
were actually straighter than the train tracks that were built by governments.
Because the governments wanted to give their friends and cronies payoffs.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you're going to buy your land and we'll pay a little too much for it. We'll drive, just take the train way over here and do that.
I think that I think we've gone off in away from the original question, which was about condescension, into a discussion about roads and trains. Mm. But
Ian's going to talk about condescension.
Yeah,
did you hear my tone?
Anyway, this is a common accusation. I've been accused of this as well, and I think that one of the reasons why people in the liberty movement are accused of this is because it can be difficult to communicate to someone else these ideas. And not come from this perspective of, oh, I'm so enlightened, you know, that you've discovered this thing that other people haven't discovered, though they normally live their lives by it, but they don't realize it. I'd like to come back with more, if you don't mind, Phoenix. You can hang on. We'll come back. 855, 453, Free Talk Live.
I love my Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found my Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control, toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you been accused of being condescending as a liberty-minded person trying to talk to people that you care about ideas that you care about? That's what we're discussing with Liberty Phoenix right now, and you can, of course, join the conversation, add in your thoughts, or bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. You know, if you value your online privacy, you really need ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data, meaning that when you're surfing, your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing. They won't know what websites you're going to, what search terms you're entering. Right now, they're probably logging all that information, keeping those logs in some cases for as long as 5 years. So if you want to protect your privacy, you can start right now at proxpn.com/FTL. Download their free software. Get it installed for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux, you can use ProXPN as well. There's just a slightly different set of instructions for you. proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade, you can just go and start for free right now. But their free account's limited in bandwidth. When you want unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, the ability to privately torrent, and to get past regionally blocked websites, grab ProXPN's premium package and do it with our discount code FTL50. Get you 50% off of the price of the annual account, which brings the price down to about $5 per month. That again, code FTL50, and that's good for the lifetime of the account. Plus, if you want to save even more, pay with Bitcoin, and you'll save 62% off the annual account price with this code. It's FTLBTC, like Bitcoin, FTLBTC. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Remember, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. Codes are FTL50 for those of you who do not pay with Bitcoin, and then FTLBTC if you are paying with Bitcoin. Great discounts on great privacy that matters. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go back to Liberty Phoenix. He's been accused of being condescending by friends, family, and coworkers. And it's certainly possible that...
they're probably right, you know.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think that it's possible that, you know, perhaps people are interpreting the things you're saying as condescending, even though you don't necessarily intend to sound that way. I know that when I've been accused of being condescending, I've never thought of myself as above anyone else, and, you know, that's the definition of condescending. You're descending from your level to talk to the little people or whatever.
I, on the other hand, am certain that I'm above everyone else.
Well, I'm not like you, but
I agree.
I do believe that I'm on the same level as everybody else, and when I'm communicating, I just want to communicate ideas, but I can understand why somebody would say, oh, well, you're just being condescending, because it's hard to express, and Mark, you did this earlier, you used the salesman pitch of, it's just like salesman thing where you say, once upon a time, I felt like you did, you know, I felt like this, and then I found that, and now I feel that, found, feel. Yeah, that's it. Now I feel that, this. So you kind of explain your process, and the idea in sales is that that's supposed to...
Felt found method. Felt found technique.
I always heard it feel, felt, found, but either way.
That's actually, it's a feel, felt, found is the strategy.
Yeah.
So is that the technique that I should use?
No, I don't know. I think you can. I think you have to be cautious with it, because while on one hand you're saying it to try to identify with the person, oh, yeah, I used to feel that way, and then I found this information, and so now I feel this, I found this. And the idea is you're supposed to connect with somebody with that, but I don't think it comes off as in that way all the time, especially with these ideas, because it can sound like, oh, well, you used to be at my level, and now you're all the way up there, and that wasn't the intention.
Tone is very important here, but oftentimes you're dealing with people who haven't spent that much time thinking about these things. I mean, condescension is sort of a natural thing. Like, you've spent some time thinking about this. You have come to a conclusion that is higher and better than the conclusion you had before, which is, of course, the conclusion that they share. So, yeah, I mean, you know, to some extent, you are better than they are in the sense that you have found more. So
that's only from your perspective. They may feel that you're not better than they are, and they may, you know, while you may disagree with them,
then they should be able to come up with really great arguments, right?
Well, let me ask this question. Liberty Phoenix, the people that say that you are condescending when you are discussing the ideas of liberty, are these people that you often butt heads with when you're having other conversations?
Well, I don't really have other conversations. That's pretty much all I talk to these people about. If I'm not talking to them about liberty or about something that's happened because of police brutality or something like that, I really don't talk to anyone anymore. They don't have anything to contribute. Everything seems like a waste of time.
They're probably tired of hearing about it, honestly. I mean, some people just aren't good prospects.
Right, and the reason that I asked the question is, when you first called, I was thinking it could just be as simple as, like, personality clashes or people that you don't really get along with anyway, that they really don't want to be talking to you about anything, so they'll just find an excuse to not listen.
Well, I like what Mark has to say, is that they don't have anything they can say, right? Because your ideas are very good, and they're threatening to a lot of people's sort of status quo of right. where they're at. And so rather than really address the ideas or try to come up with some sort of rebuttal or admit that they're wrong or that, you know, oh, well, you might be onto something there, Liberty Phoenix, it's, oh, well, you're just condescending. And so it's a way to brush off the whole conversation and make you look like the bad guy.
So tone... Ask questions as opposed to giving statements.
I like that. Asking questions. Yeah.
Do the feel, felt, found method. That's. I think it's good. And
I think generally it's good, but you have to be careful with it.
And here's one thing that I think that really worked for me with my wife. Okay, because I had this going
before you get into that with the feel, felt, found. It's one thing when you use feel, felt, found and you're trying to sell a product, because buying a bar of soap isn't going. Nobody's going to see that as like you've had some sort of mental
epiphany,
right? So that's
I
not
felt
the same
dirty.
Thing.
I found. Right. Soap. Now I feel clean.
Irish Spring
you
clean.
You can buy soap too.
Yeah. So that's not the same. And I think that when you come at it from this discussion, it can be tricky. But go ahead with the Laura example.
So I had this problem with my wife early on. You know, I mean, people don't. I didn't date her because she was a libertarian. I started dating her because, you know, we really clicked. And so one thing that I was obviously at the time I was doing a radio program and I needed to come up with solutions based on a free market principle to different problems. But consider that everybody listening to me can claim to be starting a blog or, you know, thinking about doing a podcast or whatever. And so therefore they are trying to figure out, you know, things from a liberty angle on a particular issue. And then you could ask the person themselves to solve the problem. You know, one thing that I've been having some trouble with is trying to imagine how, you know, security or policing might go on in a free market. And specifically things like burglaries or murder or rape or whatever the terminology is you use. And some of these are some of the tough points I've had in it. Can you think of any ways that I might explain this, like that what the world might be like in the absence of a monopolistic state, but instead sort of a free market thing, and then have them solve the problem?
If they can come to the conclusion on their own, that's obviously the ideal, and that's what you were talking about earlier right. with asking questions.
But this one really does set them right in the center of it, because at this point, they don't either. You know whether or not they want to have a conversation with you at the end of this. It's like, I hate talking to you about this stuff, and now you've put me in the middle of this. Like, then you're going to get a very bad reaction. It's going to be like, I don't want to think about this. I don't care about your blog. What's important to you doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, that's kind of like the point of the crux of it all. I mean, how do you present these ideas to people where you will spark that interest of wanting to finally be free? Because the people that I'm around, they don't care. They are complacent.
Not everyone's a good prospect. I mean, yeah. This is a sales game.
Why do you think we moved to New Hampshire? Liberty Phoenix. It's because I mean, you know, this is what everybody deals with in their lives.
And some people aren't really going to notice the, you know, encroaching big government until big government smacks them in the face with a 2x4.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, you just got to put somebody down as a bad prospect, and or they're not ready for it now. You know, and 6 months later, they may have had that smacking sure. of the 2x4, and then they'll come to you and they'll say something like, you know what, such and such happened, and I thought started thinking about it, and you were right. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site totally free. And you get to actually control the content. Submit stuff to the front page. It will be voted up if people like it and voted down if not. So go and try it for yourself at freetalklive.com. You can vote on things there as well. And if you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students are using modafinil, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen are also talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Over at modup.net, they make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is, therefore, your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net is a supporter supporter of the Bitcoin community. You order with Bitcoin, you get a 33% discount. And to make the deal better, use code FTL, and you get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget code FTL at modup.net for world-class service at a great price on modafinil. That's modup.net, code FTL. So a little bit more, I think, on the idea of condescension. And talking with people about the ideas of freedom. I mean, you've got a situation where Liberty Phoenix, he's in Illinois, probably one of the least freedom-oriented places in the United States. He's surrounded by people who...
Don't you sound condescending.
That's just an assessment based on the amount of government they have there.
I don't care about your facts. It sounds condescending.
Okay. Well, I can't help it how people interpret the things that I say. If I don't
know,
intend
it's really the tough
to,
thing it, is when you use facts to talk to people, and then they say... You sound condescending. What are you dealing with there?
Somebody that doesn't want to listen to you at all, so will come up with an excuse to try to discount everything you said.
I'm not going to propose to know what it is that they want. However, if you're claiming that somebody sounds condescending, you should consider that you're just... don't have anything to say in rebuttal to what it is that they've said.
Right. It's also possible that someone could be condescending.
Yeah,
right? Like they could be saying, well, I'm better than you because I've discovered the ideas of freedom, I'm an enlightened person, and you are just a, you know, you're just below me. I mean, there certainly could be people who really do come from that perspective. I don't believe in that sort of thing, but I can understand why people feel threatened by these ideas and why they would lash out like this. It's somebody that they purportedly care about. He did say it was family. Of course, family members are going to be some of the more difficult people to convince of anything because they know you and they know how wrong you've been in the past. They, you know, your family members know how fallible
you are. They saw you fall off the bike, right?
All that stuff. And so they're going to be more difficult. Friends, you know, you can get into heated conversations with friends a little bit easier and, you know, still be friends afterwards. But eventually, if you've continued having these conversations about freedom and you're not getting anywhere, there's no headway being made. And that's, as Liberty Phoenix said, all he ever talks to anybody about anymore. That could also be grinding on people. Like,
yes.
You know, they're... I understand, like, for instance, Cody O'Connor recently on Off the Air Live, his show has been saying that, you know, he's frustrated by the fact, the claim that, oh, well, you can't talk about politics and religion at the dinner table, and those are the two most important things to talk about. And I agree with that. I think that you shouldn't feel as though something's off limits. You shouldn't feel as though you can't talk about these things, but it could really burn on somebody after a while. If that's all you talk about, you shouldn't be surprised if they don't want to hang out with you anymore. But again, the best way to solve that problem is to actually find liberty-minded people that you can connect with and, you know, have relationships with. So not everyone in your life seems, at least that way it wouldn't feel like everyone in your life is against you all the time.
Right.
I could see that. It could be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with.
And, you know, maybe try to find some common ground of, you know, hey, talk about something that they enjoy talking about.
Well, sure, if they're your friend and that's something you want to spend time on. I mean, obviously, you only have so much time, right? And if the coworkers want to talk about the football team and you don't care, then don't pretend like you do.
Right.
So, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, the Free State Project, I don't think we actually mentioned it explicitly. This is a good idea for those of you who love freedom. The Free State Project is not a cult. It is not the idea of leaving your family and, you know, completely shutting them off. But in some cases, some people have had to physically leave the area in which their family lives to move to New Hampshire. But the idea of the Free State Project is to get liberty-minded people together all in the same geographic area so we can actually have an effect and have more freedom in our lifetime. And the fact is that when you have enough people together in one area who have similar ideas, it can be easier to influence other people. So I'll give you an example real quick. When I've done booths, outreach booths at like county fairs, there are times when it's busier and times when it's not so busy. And usually it gets busier when it's somewhat busy. So when there's somebody standing at the table doing whatever it is I'm doing, you know, whatever outreach thing, they're there, they're talking to me, then that's more likely to attract another person over to talk to me. If, Daryl, you're working with me and we're both working the table together and you've got somebody talking to you and I've got somebody talking to me, again, the more people at the table, the more likely it's going to bring other people over. So the fact is, as we make these ideas more popular, then they'll be more likely that people are interested in them.
Yes.
So they'll seem less crazy. If you're the only person, think about it this way. If you're the only person in Illinois, in these people's lives, or wherever you happen to be, dear listener, if you're the only person talking about the ideas of freedom to your friends and family, then yeah, you're going to look like a nutter. You're going to look like some crazy loon on the soapbox on the side of the street because you're the only person they've ever heard this from. You're the first libertarian they've probably ever met, and you may not be the, you know, you may not have been the best communicator of these ideas the first few times you talked to them. We're all constantly improving.
People want most people don't want to sit around and solve the world's problems. What you often find
problems.
Yeah, what you often find with liberty sorts are people that they're problem solvers. You know, their mind has gotten to work, began, you know, chewing away at this idea of how could humans get along better? How can we solve these problems, these conflicts that are constantly going on over and over again? And many people don't want, it's not in their personality type, it's not in their nature to sort of solve that problem. And so, you know, they're not going to be as committed to it. Many people, you know, they were raised in an environment where it's, you know, get yours and forget about the rest of them. And that, we have a system that works very well for people who are like that.
So you can share your thoughts, your techniques, please. I mean, but certainly, even though we're on the radio here, that doesn't mean that
doesn't
we're
give
the
us
best
a monopoly on anything.
Right. That doesn't mean we're the best communicators. In fact, I highly recommend the Advocates for Self-Government in this area. There are always things that everyone can do to improve their communication techniques, and there's some great tools they have at the Advocates for Self-Government. Their website is theadvocates.org. For instance, The Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion is an excellent book by Michael Cloud where he goes through a number of very specific techniques for persuading people.
I would say that the Short Answers to Tough Questions by Mary Ruart is a very good book.
Yeah, that's another good one. Let's go to Steve, and I believe they sell that at the Advocates for Self-Government. Go to Steve in St. Louis. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Steve. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good conversation tonight. What I wanted to bring up is a little bit of a like tech issue or technology issue.
Sure.
I work in the car business, and I know that, you know, self-driving cars, like the technology is already there for it. They just haven't really gone into production yet.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Not yet. No.
Not yet.
And,
okay.
Yeah. And the thing is I'm wondering, it does bring up a lot of questions. Like, you know, if you're driving a self-driving car, you're sitting in the passenger seat, you have a pilot seat, whatever. It's driving itself. You get pulled over. Who's responsible?
It's an excellent question. Is Google responsible, or are you somehow responsible for the programming or for a programming error or something like that might happen? Wasn't there a story recently that the Google car hit a dog or something like that?
The only incident, from what I've read, and this was maybe a month ago, so if something's happened in the last month, then, you know, my information is going to be incorrect. But as of a month ago, the only incident in which the Google self-driving car had any kind of, you know, infraction was when the person in the driver's seat had overridden the computer and was manually driving the vehicle.
I thought there was something that happened. Finally, something happened. And, you know, there's going to be mistakes made. You have to have mistakes in order to make things better.
Steve, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Looks like the story about the dog is not a confirmed story. It says a Google car may have run over a dog because they saw it on Street View. Not the same as the self-driving car. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems.
Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.